I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
More trouble with drones. This guy got off to a, well, a kind of a troubling start on his adventure when he found himself on YouTube entering the following words into his YouTube search button. How to climb stuff. A story from New Hampshire. This guy got his drone stuck in a tree 60 feet up. And
if you had a couple thousand dollars up a couple in a tree, you'd go get it too.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are they all that expensive now? The price has probably come down on some of these drone thingies.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he wanted to go get his drone. So he went to YouTube and watched a video on climbing and was able to climb up, but then he got stuck and had to have rescuers get him down. He got caught in this tree in this park where his drone wound up. But he did borrow a friend's climbing gear, and he had a buddy who's a climber, I guess. And so he borrowed his friend's stuff after looking up the how to climb stuff on YouTube, and then he went up the tree. And he was hanging onto a rope and said he just didn't expect it to be so difficult and take so much endurance, and then apparently just froze. Well, he happened to have a friend below who called 911 on his behalf. Firefighters came out with the ladder truck and were able to get him down.
That's got to be weird, though, when you're letting go of the tree and reaching for the ladder, or, like, you know, trusting the fireman, like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to let go of this tree, man. But, okay, you got me, right?
You do have that net below me, yeah, just in case.
It's a 48-year-old guy in Portland, Oregon, named Rob Stout. And we know his name because he's in some trouble. Last month, he got mad at a friend for borrowing something and not returning it. So he decided to get his revenge with dog poop. And this is a friend of his. He got his revenge with a dog poop bomb. He picked up a bunch of dog poop and stuffed it into a plastic toolbox. He used a battery, some wiring, some switches, and a car airbag. This guy's got a lot of time on his hands, I guess, to rig up a bomb. So when his friend opened the toolbox, the poop would explode everywhere. Sounds funny. And it worked. The bomb went off, dog poop all over the place. The friend was not hurt, but somehow the cops found out about this, and Rob was arrested on a felony charge of unlawfully manufacturing a destructive device. So when the cops say, well, if this guy's making bombs in his house, we better go look around. That's when they found meth and a sawed-off shotgun, and he was busted for those two as well.
It so, sounded funny until you, yeah.
So ended up with the poop all over him?
So you find out that the guy could have been under the influence of meth playing with explosives, and then... And our last stop...
But this is a friend.
Yeah, yeah. To the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State, where sheriff's deputies there said, we didn't expect her to pull that out of her pants. This was a routine traffic stop the other day. It was actually 3:30 yesterday morning in Punta Gorda. So this woman pulls over during the traffic stop. They see this blue pickup truck that, well, it didn't stop at a stop sign. So they kind of waved her over, and she did pull over, and they said, you know, license, registration, insurance card, the whole bit, give it to us, please. Now this woman, she was actually in the passenger seat. Her friend was the driver, and the friend cracked right away. He said, oh, I'm sorry, deputies. Me and my girlfriend, we were just over to this overpass here trying to collect frogs and snakes from under the overpass. And they're like, frogs and snakes? What are you doing? You know, you can't. All right, let me look at your stuff, the deputy said. Let me make sure you don't have any wildlife you're not supposed to have. Well, wouldn't that be anything? You're probably not supposed to really just take any kind of wildlife. But anyways, they start going through the truck and they're looking at stuff, and they find in the lady's backpack, they find she's got 41 small turtles in her backpack. So now, you know,
okay,
they're in trouble. But the real trouble happened when they said, are you sure that's it? That's all? Do we have everything? And the lady said, 25-year-old lady said, ah, there is one last thing.
I think she's going to show you, Red.
And the lady, wearing the yoga pants, reached into her pants and pulled out a live alligator from her pants.
Can't believe it's news.
Yeah, it was a 1-foot alligator. Hey, but even 1-foot long alligators have teeth. And I think they probably wanted to say, you know what, you keep that there and let's all go our separate ways. But they had to bring her in.
Is that something scaly?